shooting the shit.
All right.
Shooting the shit. Shooting
now,
the shit.
You look like
what are you? What are you loading up? Yeah, that really said it. I'm like, oh shit! What do I look like?
You look like a country, like a new country singer. You know, like those country singers are.
I'm here to promote my album.
Yeah.
You know, like it's all about time on the ranch.
Like your name is
and being alone with your woman.
Like your
after
Toby.
You dropped your car off.
Like your name is Toby.
Your truck.
Toby. Yeah.
Toby Brown or something like that.
Right.
Like, hey, Toby Brand. By the way, I always feel like I'm not a fan of country music. I mean, some songs I'm like, right. Oh, that's cool. But I feel like some country music songs are like mostly like their lyrics are, it's kind of easy to write. I feel like they're like, it's just like, it's just it's a diary. It's just like the whole, it's always like, I woke up this morning to put my pants on, went to the bathroom, took a piss, then went to the kitchen, made some coffee, got my breakfast, then got in my truck, and I didn't have gas in my life. And then that's the song. And I was like, what? So you just basically said what you said.
Sometimes the beauty is in the simplicity.
Yeah, no. I mean, so it's like,
that's what they say. It's hard to write a pop song. So, you know, they always say, so even though, you know, you hear a pop song, you're like, that's so simple. It's just a simple four chord.
Yeah. It's all formulas.
And then you're like, oh, right. That's actually hard to do. But yeah, same thing. I always feel that there's nothing cryptic to a country song.
No, it's very nobody's direct. It's like, there's nothing. That's the thing. It's not even like, because most songs, it's always like, I try to be like a poem or very like romantic or very like,
or some sort of double entendre or something.
But this one is like, hey, I didn't have gas in my truck.
Yeah.
And that's the song.
Yeah. Like I can't feel my face when I'm with you is about cocaine.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And now everybody's like, oh, and then the penny drops and everything. But there's no point in the country version
would be like, I did cocaine at 5 in the morning.
Exactly.
And I'm doing because I did cocaine.
And I love my dog. Man. Yeah. There's no.
And I love my dog. My dog does cocaine with me. My dog's name's Cocaine.
Francisco, looks like you got a second career, buddy.
Yeah, man.
Hey, maybe.
Start writing that album.
You ready for country music?
Actually, that'd probably be, you know, that could be a good, because it's like the Latino country singers. That's kind of like, whoa.
That's got to be a thing.
Do you have a Latino country singer?
I don't know.
Do you? Like you own them?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, you speak for...
You have a Canadian country singer.
Yes, we got lots.
Shania.
Yeah. I mean, is she kind of, I guess she...
Well, she did some country, right? Yeah. I mean, it's like, kind of like pop country.
A
like
lot of
country.
Light rock stars gravitate to country eventually anyway, don't they? Because they just go, well, it's...
It's kind of like actors that do stand-up.
That's terrible, though. That's
like, well, let me...
We don't want to encourage that. I'm fine with light rockers going country, but... But I think if you don't have stand up in you, then
But you look like a country singer.
Ah, well, I'm not wearing a cowboy hat or anything. So
no, that's what I'm saying.
The trucker aspect of it.
Yeah. Are you just racially profiling me because I have a hat?
No, that's not racially profiling. That's why you look like somebody.
If you said bunch of country singer looking motherfuckers outside,
I didn't say that.
I know exactly what I'm looking for, and it's not Darius Rucker.
I didn't say it. I'm like, it's like if you're wearing a cowboy hat and I go say you look like a cowboy, that's not racial profile. That's like you look like what a cowboy is, right?
I can't believe people still wear cowboy hats.
Dude, whenever time I travel and I see those people in the airport, I'm going like, I don't understand. Like, I respect it, but I'm like, what is this for?
Yeah.
Like, it feels uncomfortable to me.
Does it count as a carry-on? Do they shit in it when they have to? Is it functional?
The boots feel uncomfortable to me. So just even traveling in those boots, I'm
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, but I don't know. I mean, I never had any.
Have you ever done cowboy boots?
No. So I don't know. I don't know how comfortable they are.
I spent a summer.
Really?
In Calgary. Yeah. I went to a Calgary Stampede. Yeah. I was working up in Sulphur Mountain.
In the Rocky Mountains. Like in the rodeo?
No, I went there as a tour. I was working as a gondolier. I was at the top of the gondolas.
What does that mean?
You know, the gondolas that carry people up the mountains.
Oh.
And you got the guy.
Like the cable car.
Yeah, cable car.
So you worked there.
So I did that in Banff in the Rocky Mountains. And then the Calgary Stampede was in town. So I went and spent 2 weeks at the Calgary Stampede.
So you had to dress as a cowboy?
I got into it a little bit. I listened to some Garth Brooks. I learned how to line dance.
You bought some Wranglers?
And I bought, so I don't know what they were called, but I also bought, I'll tell you what, I bought these boots. I bought the cowboy boots. And they lasted about a month before I got back to other society. And I was like, these are a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I can
give
see
me
that.
Back my Adidas. I just want my Adidas. They're just on and I'm off.
Yeah.
But these boots, like, holy shit. But I liked them. They were like kind of snake skinny. And,
yeah.
And then I had a shirt as well. I got most bullied in this shirt when I was a kid. Now this is and this is when I was younger. So this wasn't my gondoliering summer, but this was my parents took me to the Calgary Stampede when I was probably about 11 or 12. And I bought a shirt that said, "Forget the bull." I must have been older, 14 or 15. I said, "Forget the bull, ride the cowboy." And I thought, as a 15-year-old, it said, "Forget the bull, ride the cowboy." I thought that was like, right, ladies? But of course, everybody who wanted to bully me immediately turned it homosexual. And it was like, they were just like, JJ wants to
ride cowboy.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
You want to ride the cowboy, ride the cowboy.
Well, exactly, but that's a hard debate to have when you're like 14, 15 at high school or whatever. It's not that easy to go, "Hey, look, there's nothing wrong with that," when they're just hell-bent on picking on you.
Why did you buy the shirt?
I liked it.
Yeah, man.
And I liked the sentiment.
We all made mistakes when
we
were 15
years old. The way I interpreted it was, "Hello, ladies. I'm 14. I've never kissed a woman before, but I'm finding some way to tell you all I want to be sexually active."
I could see JJ, like, bought another shirt that said, like, it's like, "I won't suck your dick, but I'll eat your ass." He's like, "What?"
That's teens nowadays.
That's the new era.
What do you mean? What's wrong with that?
Did you guys ever learn line dance? So you learned line dancing?
I really got into it while I was
so
in
you,
Calgary.
You see, that's another thing, too, that's
stuff,
like...
I tend to get into whatever culture I'm in.
I feel that,
I'm
yeah.
doing
Go
it.
For
I'll
it.
Do
Why
it.
Not?
There's no point in...
Well, I mean, at that point, you have to, or you get beat up.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're not line dancing.
You not line dancing, pussy? Get in there!
You did the line dancing thing.
I learned that in gym class.
Oh, really?
We had like a whole section in gym class about that.
What school did you go to?
It's a very American thing, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I remember that in high school.
Yeah.
Like square dancing.
Like a week of like,
there's a whole do-si-do.
Well, I always go like, because I saw it sometimes. I mean, like, I'm like, and the guys and the girls move, and they, you know, there's some that have some rhythm. I'm like, why don't people then... So when they, because I dance like salsa and merengue and stuff like that, but then when you make Americans to dance, I'm like, they're just like, I'm like, it's a little, I see a little bit of line, of a little bit of like
rhythm
in the line dancing. But then when they do this, it's like complete, like the rhythm is gone or everything else. And
we're
I'm
just
like,
not meant for it.
But if you have that rhythm with the line dancing, why don't you bring it to the other dances?
Line
dancing
is overall quite simple, though.
Yeah, it is.
It's like, well, it's kind of like, it's like when wedding dances, you know, when they do the, like, what is that? That one, what is it called?
I just want you to sing the rest of it.
Yeah, that's like the typical wedding, you know. It's like, you see like the grandma who can't move.
It's because line dancing is like the bare minimum of dancing. That's what white people can do. We can do the bare minimum of it.
What? So what's the other one? The electric slide, right?
Yeah.
That's another one that people dance at weddings. That's kind of like similar. It's the same like.
It's very similar. Same idea, isn't it?
I mean, I think that's the talking about. If you talk about like, if you want to make a dance popular or something like that, or a song, it's like you gotta make easy steps, like the Macarena. Why was it easy? It's just like, that's it. And then people are like, everybody can do it. If you start
Soldier
making
Boy,
Gangnam Style. Like,
Gangnam style. Just anything that you like, you know. Like,
but I will say, how long do those last?
I mean, well, they always. I mean,
summer.
It becomes like the wedding graduation thing party, and then they play all the time at those places. So it's like
the YMCA.
I'm just talking about like royalties. Like they keep playing more money. You know, like
it'd be great if you got dance royalties. Hey, people have tried that actually, haven't they? Didn't Carlton Didn't the actor who played Carlton have to sue that video game or something?
Really?
Oh yeah, there have been a couple.
That backpack kid too from TikTok did the same thing to Fortnite
because they were basically putting. Oh yeah, that's right. They're taking away their. Like, wait, I just. I created that dance.
And give me some money on that. Yeah.
Oh well. Well, I got to get out there and create a dance.
or do it with your bike. Don't you ride a bike and stuff?
yeah, a bike dance?
A bike dance.
Yes.
Do that.
Have you seen those sports where it's like basically soccer, but you're on a bike?
What?
Have you seen those? Those are wild.
No.
Yeah, it's like you literally.
Polo?
Basically, that's just you're on a bike and you're in a gym and you use the tire, like you use the tire to hit the ball. It's pretty intense.
Wow. Oh wow!
Yeah.
Oh, so you don't have a mallet or anything?
No, it's just your bike as the tool.
People are really trying hard to invent new sports.
Oh yeah, when they've gotten that carried away,
so it's just like soccer. But we're gonna be on bikes.
Yeah. It's like just come up with something new. It's like surfing, you know. Not that surfing is new, but like it's not derived from another sport. It's just like this is it.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? Like,
what's your cutoff for a sport? And what isn't a sport? What sport do you like stop at? We're like, that's not a sport.
Well, chess is not a sport.
True.
Are we
when people go like, yeah, I'm playing. Yeah, that's not a sport. Chess is a board game, but it's not sport.
Yeah.
If you're not sweating, to me, it's not a sport.
I mean, I kind of feel that way too. But then things like poker and chess do take a lot of mental.
Yeah, but that's a different thing than a sport.
But you say, but poker to me is also not a sport. It's a game.
It's a battle of wills.
Yeah, that's fine. You can call it whatever you want, but it's not a sport.
Yeah, I'm not gonna die on this.
It's not athletic.
I am not gonna die. And also, you don't have to be in shape to play poker.
I think you have to be. How do you guys think about golf then?
But can
I just? Golf is a sport for sure.
Well, see, golf's a sport.
Golf is a sport. You have to walk.
I disagree.
No.
Golf's a sport.
No, of course it is.
Swinging and hitting the ball accurately.
You actually have to have some kind of athletic ability.
Speaking
of all these hills that we're all going to die on all of a sudden, but no, we'll take away golf then, and like you should be arguing like more things like maybe darts or something. Like, is darts a sport?
That's not a sport.
No, not a sport.
See, that still takes. Anything that takes an element of sweating. Physical.
Like an arrow, that's a sport because you actually have to have, you know.
But I wanted to talk about that poker point because a lot of people just think, oh, it's gambling, right? But I disagree. I don't think that poker is gambling. So I don't know. So
yeah, it is. You gamble.
See, I don't think it is. I think a poker tournament. Sorry, like when you enter a poker tournament, that's not.
Well, that's gambling. Like a tournament. I mean, you still have to pay.
Yeah, you pay to go in, but you have to pay to go on a basketball court. You have to pay to get on the hockey. You have to pay to get on a golf course. So you have to pay. If you're at a tournament, because everybody starts with the same amount. Everybody pays.
So,
and then they play. That's not gambling, and I hate when people are like, "That's gambling. It's gambling." I'm like, "No, that's not. You're playing in a tournament. You're there. You feel the pressure. You're in control."
Yeah.
Of the decision
I think
make.
You're talking like you're like a degenerate gambler. He's like, I'm not a gambler, man. I just, you know, I'm in control, man. I'm in control.
Well, again, this is my point. Fine. This is my argument.
Then I'm
that's not gambling.
Yeah. That's whenever somebody. Are you a problem with gambling?
I like poker. I've got a poker tournament tonight, actually. So,
nice.
But I do like poker. I'll be playing. I'm playing online with the guys who I wrote the Jim Jefferies show with.
Okay, I play poker.
Oh, well,
how much is it?
$50.
Oh, that's not bad.
Do you want to come in?
I mean, I can't tonight, but
okay.
$50.
I'll give your name to the guys and.
How many? Buddy, are these people that are really good? Because I'm not that good. I don't want to be with like people that are good.
Well, you can just gamble. You can just consider
gamble on yourself.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Then you go in, and then these people are like good, and then you just basically throw in $50 in the drain. You know.
Well,
I mean, that
can be the hard thing with it too, because you're entering, you're making a 2-hour commitment.
Yeah.
And I so easily.
And then you like you lose in the first 20 minutes, and then
well,
you're
no,
like.
You
won't.
Yeah, I mean, you're like, come on, buy in the first 20 minutes, but the thing is, I think the problem is that I was going to mention was that you lose attention. That's right, you lose interest. You lose because especially if I'm doing it at home. So when it's online, so I give them my $50 and then I'm in and I'll do a good half an hour or something. But the TV, say a game is on or a TV show or something gets my interest more, or eating food or whatever. All of the things that can all of a sudden be more important than playing online poker, and then the fact that you've spent $50 on it just goes by the wayside, and all of a sudden you're making bad decisions, and you're like, and you don't give a shit. So it's hard to stay. That's the mental acuity
also more
part
fun
of it.
When you're in
you
the same
stay
room.
Yeah, because that's the whole point too. Is I like the whole like, you see, this guy like the whole like bluffing and all that.
Yeah. Well, I would like to think that this was very much. This is because of COVID, so it used to be.
Yes, it was
a live game.
Nice.
But
course, how many people but course, or how many players?
There's generally on the online is about 14 to 16.
14 people.
That's a lot.
14 to
16.
That's
a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
For one table.
Two tables.
Oh, two tables.
Cool. And it comes down to one.
Oh dang.
In the end.
All right.
So yeah, it's fun. I'll hook you up.
Well, let me play. I mean, nah, I gotta practice first. I can't just go in $50 with 14 people that I don't know.
Right.
that's fair.
That's a rookie mistake. I'm not that dumb.
Easy way to lose $50.
Yeah, these are the sharks going like fresh blood.
Yeah. So, but yes, you were asking me about my bike.
Yes.
And yes, I love it. I got an electric bike. I got an e-bike, and it's been amazing.
So you don't. So now you don't pedal.
I don't have to.
That's cool.
If I don't want to.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So are you the okay?
But it's
so,
but it's got pedal assist. So
nice.
As well.
Like
so,
especially when you go in the hills.
Yeah. So you are pedaling. You are still exercising, and you're out. You're sweating and stuff, but you're just you're going uphill, no problem and stuff.
Nice.
I don't know why I did that. That's me.
That's a good pedal.
That's how I mime pedaling.
Yeah.
But
do the pedals charge the battery as it goes?
Yeah. How do you get charge?
No, you gotta plug it in. Plug mine in, but I'm sure they probably would have invented the ones that would self-charge.
They do. No, I know they exist. Yeah, like as you pedal.
That's cool.
I do not have.
Only thing that like with the bikers that I when I drive here in LA, there's some ones that are like they think they're like cars or they behave like cars.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, like the ones that are like I'm like get out of the way, man.
Yeah,
like go like are you
in the bike lane?
No, if you're in the bike lane, that's where you need to be. Some bikes want to be like in the car lane. I'm like, you're not a car.
I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen much of this. I haven't.
Do you do this?
No, I'm on the side.
That
I
is annoying. I get what. Yeah, I get.
Go in front of cars.
No, that's crazy. What I mean. That's
that
what I'm saying.
People, ridiculous.
That's when people like go like in front of cars and they're like, and you gotta, going like 20 miles an hour because and they're like. And then you like move. I'm like, go
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that, but I do have a new hobby on my electric bike that I need to stop doing, which is that I can go as fast as a car sometimes.
What?
And so you can see
how much.
So
how fast?
How fast are we talking?
Like I can get it up to about 40 right now.
Whoa.
You know, going downhill.
Oh, downhill.
So,
crazy.
Yeah, going down. I can go down Sunset. Going down Sunset towards and get it up to about 40. And I like how cars think they're going to pass me. And then I keep up with them. And I like to try to keep their eyes when they're like, what the fuck is this machine next to me?
Are you pedaling at this point or not?
I usually, you can pedal and have the throttle on and stuff. And crank it up.
All right.
And it gets going. But I think that's, I like that little surprise element. But I did realize recently I have to stop being into that because it's a bad habit.
Yeah.
Because I'm just cranking it up and I'm looking at the car. Going, that's right, motherfucker. And I got to start keeping my eyes ahead.
Yeah, I feel like you're going to get in an accident.
That's crazy.
Thanks. Thank you for your concern.
No, I mean, like, if you're driving 40 miles an hour chasing cars.
It cranks, man. It cranks.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Really
that's
like
cool.
It.
I should get one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I went all the way to Culver City. Last week without breaking a sweat, which was really kind of cool in the California sun. Because usually when I leave the house, these are champagne problems. Those of you listening in lesser climate areas, this is like so. When I leave the house, I have to have like 3 t-shirts, anyway, because you sweat biking somewhere.
Well, that's the thing that I never understand. When people that go to work in their bike, I'm like, that's disgusting. So you get into the office all dirty.
Oh, well,
like
I change.
But you're still sweating.
Right. Well, you got to maybe.
I mean, if you're not a sweater,
down
I'm a sweater.
Cool down a bit, but
yeah, I'm a sweater. I wouldn't be able to.
I couldn't do it cuz I'd be like just completely drained. I'm like, "Hey, what's up?"
But you did that for Jeffries.
Did he stink?
No, I sat right next to him. He was
just
fine.
No. I mean, biking into the Jim Jefferies show was about 15 minutes.
Yeah, there was
chill. Well,
and I would
bad.
Be a bit sweaty. But yeah, you're not doing an hour and a half workout or anything.
Got it.
I'm just biking in. And sweaty enough, change your shirt.
Yeah.
And put your deodorant on and spray. And then you're usually okay,
Yeah.
I don't get the people who drive ride to work in their work clothes.
No, I've seen the ones that like wear the suits. You know, the ones that wear the suits.
Yeah. Yeah. What? What do you mean?
Like riding on a like bike wearing to work a suit. In a suit.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean. I couldn't imagine doing that.
That's what I mean. Like going into a cubicle office and be like, what are you doing?
Oh, I hope they're on the way home at that point. That's
but
that's
even
disgusting.
But then you have to go first like that. Yeah. Like, you know, like you have to do it in the morning.
Yeah, that would that be, seems
that's
pretty
what
disgusting.
I'm like.
Especially if it's a tie.
Yeah, like.
You're not even feeling like loose on the bike. Right?
Yeah, I don't know. It's
and
not
who
my
feels comfortable in a suit? No one.
But
I like being in a suit, but not to ride a bike.
And can I make the crazy point, as you will know, Bri, as well, because I was driving to the Jim Jeffries show, and then it would take me 30 to 40 minutes, right, to drive. And it's, I'd say, what, 4 miles?
Yeah.
But because of the traffic, 30 to 40 minutes. And then on my bike, it became 15 minutes.
Of course.
It was such an easy decision.
Yeah,
I was like, holy cow, I can't believe in this city it's so much faster.
Yeah.
Which is weird because there's such a stigma around biking in a lot of cities, I guess. And where, but when it gets down to it, you just cut all the traffic, kind of creates a bike lane,
definitely
for you, and you're off straight through.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. All right. Are we good?
No, we're keep going.
Okay.
Why do we feel? Because the lights just went off. Anybody watching us doesn't know this, but it looks like they've just walked out on us.
Or they just heard they're like motherfuckers with their bikes.
This is how we find out.
Let's get him out of here.
Yeah, fuck this. So the lights just went off and it made us go, all right, what's
the bikes? Like,
is there a raid?
Yeah, cool. I mean, yeah, that's good for you. Get a bike.
Yeah, I'm really happy about it because I had a love affair with a bike before. You know, real love affair. I'm surprised you didn't go there for that comment. But
you weren't wearing a shirt.
But and then my new bike that I bought during the pandemic, I fucking hate it. Absolutely hate it. I had to get this whatever it was, a Shimano or some piece of shit.
Yeah.
And now I've got, and so then I went.
Why'd you hate it?
Oh, it was cumbersome and it was just.
Why'd you buy it then?
Because during the pandemic, bikes were sold out. It was hard to find any.
Yeah.
So this was the only bike that would fit a 6'3" human man, which is what I mostly am. So that's why. I mean, I had a couple of choices, and I chose this one, and it was just bad anyway. And then now I've got the electric bike. So that's,
got it, got it.
Did you guys ride a motorcycle?
I always wanted to. You know, I always wanted to, but I think that's a thing that like you either had to learn it when you were young. You know, and like, because if I learn that right now, like, it's one of those ones where I will get in an accident because it's not that. I mean, I think it's like it's not that hard, and then you start getting a little confidence. So it's like, I mean, but I would like to get like at least like a Vespa or something like that, where I could just ride like in my neighborhood, like something little, like go like here, like little stuff like
You're right though. The confidence is the problem.
Yeah, confidence.
You don't want
you never want
to
have
confidence.
But that's what I mean is
all
like
the time.
When you're young, at least you have that confidence, but you're still you know how to do it so much that you kind of like.
Yeah.
But like I think like. Right now you're older, you would get that confidence, but you're not.
And then you're careless about it.
Yeah, so
and it's Los Angeles. I mean, the people.
Yeah,
the
but
the
I mean, I was like riding bikes. I mean, even though that, but you know, I never got into it. It was nothing that I never, you know, never bought one or anything like that. Or it wasn't.
Yeah,
I didn't have anybody close to me that rode. You know, motorcycles.
But that's the great part about LA is that you can split the lanes.
Yeah, that's what I liked
the
about it because
will go down like that. I mean.
And I've never lived in a place
and
that
has also
the climate for it.
Yeah, that's
sort of
the thing. You can drive it every.
I saw it in Holland. I was always impressed by that. But there's no way in England. There's no way in London or
cool.
Manchester that I would have been biking around.
And here, but then that's what I mean about like whole thing. Because even people that ride bikes and they go like, I'm not like. There's a comic, Dean Del Rey. He used to ride his bike all the time, and then he's like, I'm out because. So I think he got into an accident or something.
Because
most of the times, too, it's not the people riding the bike. It's the cars.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know, they don't see the bike or whatever. So it's like you got to double. You got to be, like, careful with what you do. And also, hopefully that somebody doesn't just slam me.
You're always going to be wary of the other drivers.
Yeah, so.
I'm sure most people who have ridden bicycles and motorcycles for a long time have been hit, right? You can at least once.
Yeah.
You got hit?
It wasn't a real hit, but I've been skimmed.
Oh, really?
You know, and I did a big. I was on. I've got a couple. I got actually that. Can you see that?
No, that's nothing.
Well, it's healed. I mean, it's
from not an open gap.
Yeah, it's not. It didn't just happen, but it's a scar.
Yeah, yeah.
That scar there, and I my leg. That's from getting attacked by a squirrel on my bike.
That's great.
What?
Which is true.
How did that happen?
So I was, but I was gonna say there was a Pepsi delivery truck or something that hit me with a wing mirror once, and I knew, and I knew that he did it on purpose. So at the red light, I actually got on his fucking truck and started pounding on his mirror.
That's
so,
wild.
It was all happening. I was pissed off because he.
What happened? He came out and fight you?
No, he started driving again, and I had to get off his truck.
Yeah, not much choice, yeah. If
and then calmly get back on my bike and look at the other cars and go, yeah, I did it. Squirrel, craziest, weirdest, most idiotic thing. I was just biking on a side street, and this squirrel, it must have been sick or something or thought that I had done something. There wasn't even a vehicle on the street. It's just an empty street, and it's just me taking – and I'm going to work at this point. And he just saw me, and he literally...
Wait. How do you know it's a he?
Okay, it just saw me.
Come on. Don't assume.
Yeah, maybe it was a protective mother.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or
I,
it could be a square with no gender.
I stand corrected. I will reexamine the way that I tell this story. It saw me, and it just ramped up. And I still remember it was on like a lawn, and it just ramped up. On its hind quarters, and I was kind of just biking towards it, and I just went like, I was like, hey, little fella. I was just kind of talking, and then it just came at me, and it came at the bike, and I don't know why, and I don't know what bike harmed it in the past.
Yeah.
But I had to, like, do some evasive maneuvering.
It bit you?
No, it didn't bite me or anything. It just came at me, like, all aggressive and rabid. Yeah. I just had to do some evasive maneuvers, and it took me off over a curb and off my bike, and I landed on my elbow.
Oh, God.
Nah, the squirrel won.
Victory to a squirrel.
The squirrel
they're
won.
Fast, man. They're fast.
Oh, yeah, squirrel definitely
this
won.
Is like Seinfeld. It's like, well, we're supposed to have a contract with a squirrel. remember that one? Or like George, like he's driving.
Did he befriend it?
No. He's driving in the, you know, he's driving, and then like there's a squirrel like in the road, and the lady's like, the girl he's going out with is like, there's a squirrel. It's like, yeah, I know, he's gonna move. He hits her. It's like, we're supposed to have a contract with the squirrels. They're supposed to move.
Oh, right, yeah, like a verbal contract. Yeah, like an honor system.
Like an honor system.
Like, I come, you get out of the way.
Yeah. And then they had to like, go to the vet with the squirrel, and then he was like,
that's what I remember.
Like $2,000, you know, he's like, for a squirrel.
It's on Netflix now.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, it's
Seinfeld.
Yeah, I watch. Yeah. I know.
For anyone who doesn't know about Seinfeld, it's on Netflix now.
I know. And every
what
episode.
Is it again? It's a TV show.
It's a TV show, yeah.
Wasn't it?
It's about something.
From the 90s.
It's about something.
I think, actually, weirdly enough, it's about nothing.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
But yeah, that's fine. But yeah, no, I mean, I think biking, I don't mind biking. I don't mind riding a bike. I just like, just know where you are.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a motorcycle, yeah, you got the speed to be obviously with the car, but like if you're in a bike, come on.
Yeah. 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 No, I really enjoy it. I had it at a party, and all the ladies were taking it for rides. That was a very popular party trick.
Yeah, one of those.
The electric
I don't
bike?
Have an actual party
the
trick.
The electric bike?
Yeah, my electric bike.
You went to a party and then, so like, so basically all the ladies rode your bike, but they didn't ride you.
Well, I was worried at one point because
he was wearing, and he was wearing a shirt that said, he was wearing a shirt that said, he's like, hey, don't ride the electric bike, ride me. And all the girls like, nope. I'll ride your bike.
yeah, don't ride it.
It's like, come on, I'm wearing this shirt.
I just can't imagine taking a girl home on your electric bike.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
So how does that, I mean,
I was worried, but at one point, I let this girl have
wait,
right? And she goes, no, can I just tell you? She takes it away, and then the guy who's hosting the party comes over, Dave, and I said, he goes, oh, you're letting her go for the bike now. I was like, yeah, everybody's enjoying it. They're having a little trip on my electric bike. He's like, all right, cool. What's her name? And I said, I don't know her name. She's at your party. He goes, I don't really know her either. I was like, oh, fuck.
And into the distance, yeah, your bike
goes. She might have just come to the party and hung out for a bit when I got a chance here to make off with an electric
That's smart.
Bike.
That's a good move.
Luckily, she brought it back.
We almost got to be gone, but like, I want to ask this for hopefully somebody wrote this in our comments or Instagram or YouTube. Remember to subscribe, but I want to ask, would you go out if you're you know, with a guy that like that has a bike and not a car?
As in a motorbike or
no, like a bicycle, like you.
Right. Okay.
Like
would you go out with me?
Would you go out? We're trying to get JJ a date.
Can the ladies write in?
No. Like what I mean is, like,
would you date me? I don't currently have a car. I have an electric bike.
No, like would you go, like you were saying, money. Like you're in a bar, you go like, hey, you wanna get out of here? He's like, yeah, you wanna get in my bike
and chase you out to his bicycle.
It's like, yeah.
Okay. Like, For a start.
And then she's like, oh, you ride a bike? It's like, but it's electric. It's like, okay, yeah. And you're going to need it.
Okay, all right. But I wouldn't take it on a date. But can I just say the electric bike, so it did get me a date, but it got me a... it got me a date, but then she saw me out partying a couple nights later and canceled the date.
Oh, no.
So it turns out my electric bike... has more draw than me socially.
How did you get the date from the electric bike?
He
pulled up.
Well, it was doubled up. It doubled up with the Canadian charm.
He put that kickstand down, and that was it.
The kickstand.
Is this person?
She started it. She gave me the bike back and went, thanks for the ride.
Is this person? wait. But is this person underage? He's like going into like
a ride to school.
Going to middle school. He's like, hey ladies, It's like, I'm 13.
Okay, I'm not going to validate that considering what's happening with comedians in the industry right now. The fact that
hop on my mongoose.
Choose to do that as a joke premise.
Hop on the pegs.
Yeah. You're like Uncle Rico from Napoleon Dynamite.
See, but there's a difference. You don't depend on your bike to get around. If someone depended on their bike to get around, would someone date
them? I mean, it's actually good to have a bike now because of Uber and stuff like that. But like before, like that wouldn't be like...
That's a rough one. We're going out to dinner. We're taking the bike.
If it's all you've got, if you're like, come on, I've got a sidecar. You can be Robin.
A sidecar and a bicycle would be great.
That's the difference. It's like that's such a double standard, but it's true. It's like you go be with like a guy and that girl, and like, hey, you want to go? You know, you're like in a bar. You're like, hey, let's get out of here. Let's get on my bike and like. A natural motorcycle, like a Ducati or something, or you know, you just like get
hot.
In the back.
Yeah.
She's like, oh man, this guy. She grabs onto you, but then he's like, then JJ's just like, hey, you want to get out of here?
it's got
pedal-assist.
Getting
to 40. It's
getting to. It's got pedal assist.
I'm almost going to 40 miles an hour. It's like she's like, get me the fuck out of here.
I need to go home.
All right, but this was fun. Next week we're gonna have a guest.
I said right on like I'm a listener there. I went, oh, yeah. Awesome! That's exciting.
Yeah, we're a guest here.
I did know this.
We're here at the Comedy Store studio, so it's great because it's easier to get people to come here as well. And also, like everything, just subscribe to the website, to the YouTube channel, to the Instagram, Spotify.
Yeah, click it.
Twitter.
You're listening to us right now or watching. Just do it right now. Click that little button. Do us
a
huge
just do
favor.
It. And also rate it on iTunes. Just any comments. And that always helps too, right? And then remember, I'm going to be, if you're in New York, November 13th, I'm going to be there performing for the New York Comedy Festival, November 13th, the Gramercy Theater. Information is on my Instagram or website. And then JJ, you're going to be performing too with Jim Jefferies.
I'm looking up the date now. On the 6th, November 6th, because you grilled me for it last time. Right? It's November 6th, Jim, at the Ace Hotel Theater. And then keep your eyes out on the Jim Jefferies Moist Tour I'll be opening. So.
And thanks to Brian.
Woo.
Thank you, Bri.
Bye, hello.